Enoch said, I do not know how there are tzaddikim who perform a pidyon. Pidyon means that someone needs to redeem himself. It's like we have kaporis at Yom Kippur in order to save a person's life who's sick or who might be doomed by the heavenly court, chas v'shalom, for Yom Kippur. We have these kaporis. We say, let this be a pidyon nefesh, to redeem ourselves, to save our lives by this pidyon. It's like ransom. Person is in captivity. He might be sentenced to death, chas v'shalom. He is ransomed by this pidyon. The way to do a pidyon generally is to bring a sum of money to a tzaddik, to go to a tzaddik who knows how to perform this. A tzaddik says the necessary tefillah with this pidyon, and he saves the person's life. In those days, there were great tzaddikim who would accept pidyons. Say there might be some, too, a couple who do it, but in those days, there were tzaddikim who took these pidyonis, the pidyon. Abinadol said, I don't know how these tzaddikim perform this act of pidyon, because in order to redeem the person's life, the tzaddik who does it has to give this pidyon, this tzedakah, this ransom, this tefillah and pidyon has to reach the heavenly court where this person was sentenced to die. He's got to give this ransom for this person's life. Now, fine, if a tzaddik is that great, he can go up to heaven, go into the heavenly court, give this pidyon as ransom, good. Then, as I agree, there are many who can do that. But there's one point, though. There are chof dalet what they did in heaven. There are 24, not one, but 24 heavenly courts where you could have a person has been tried and sentenced in one heavenly court, and it's the only one that keeps this person's record. So if a tzaddik knows how to get to a heavenly court, one is that great, he can reach one heavenly court in heaven, he has the odds of 23 against one. He might have hit the wrong one. So what good is that tzaddik getting to the heavenly court if he might get to the wrong one, or he wouldn't know, if he knows a few, he wouldn't know which one to go to. So how do these tzaddikim accept the pidyon? In order to accept the pidyon and to successfully complete this pidyon, you must have a tzaddik who knows every one of the 24 heavenly courts, who knows how to approach, how to enter into these heavenly courts. Each one requires a different approach. Abinadol said, now, there's only one person in a generation who knows all 24 courts. And very humbly speaking, the man said, I am one who knows. If I know all 24, it means that it's guaranteed there is nobody else in the world, because there is no time when you have more than one tzaddik who's given this knowledge. He was the only one who knew these 24 heavenly courts. Benedict said, how do I do it? If you have a person who is doomed, I go to this court, and they refuse to change the decision. I am given a right to appeal this decision in another court. There are different levels in heaven, too. So I send my appeal to a higher court, appeal for this person's life. The appeal is studied, and it is either accepted or rejected. If it's rejected, I go to the next court. I get an appeal. This way, as long as the sentence is being delayed, postponed, it becomes weaker. The Gemara says, bos dina, botel dina. As long as the sentence is not carried out, it becomes very weak. It's easy to break down. So in taking up the time of the heavenly courts, going from one to the next constantly, the decision becomes so weak it's easy already to remove that decision. Now, if I should go to all the 24 courts and I am not successful in being able to negate this decision, if I cannot nullify it by my appeals in all 24 courts, I also have the power of sending a direct appeal before the king himself, before Hashem, who is the supreme leader of these 24 courts. Now, that's not simple. Any person could say, well, I can do that too. I can daven to Hashem. Daven to Hashem is one thing, but to be able to have the power to be considered one who can enter into the throne of Hashem and there to be heard, to be listened to, be taken as an official whose appeal counts before Hashem, this, of course, takes one who is able to first go through the minor courts. So it's not simple for one to come before Hashem and to present the case with clarity. This, the Benedict said, too, I can perform. And then, in addition to this, the tzaddik who does this must also know the secret of the Soir HaMishtaleach, on Yom Kippur, when the Kohen Gadol goes to the Holy of Holies, also coming before Hashem, with, as an emissary of the entire Jewish people, with the request of all the Jews to be forgiven, to seal them all in the Book of Life, he first performs the act of the Soir HaMishtaleach. He takes two goats. One goat is sent to the edge of a mountain, and there it's thrown off the mountain, the goat is destroyed, the other goat is offered as a sacrifice to Hashem. This secret the tzaddikim has to know in bringing a pidyon. It's not how to go about pacifying the satan first. He should not work against his appeal.